The impact of Spain's relationship in the 16th century on France, England, and the Dutch is highly complicated. Of course, there's the impact on those countries, but there's also the impact on Spain itself to be considered. And I'd like to begin by stating something about Spanish demography. Demography is the history of population. And generally speaking, in this period in Western Europe, from very roughly about 1500, at least to the middle of the 17th century, all Western European countries saw a growth in population. But there is one exception, and that is Spain. By the end of the 16th century, Spain's population was not growing, and indeed was beginning to fall. And what could it be that had such an important impact on Spanish demography, on the population of Spain? And I think it's tied up with Spain's relationship with France, England, and the Dutch, and the other countries of Europe. And that is that Spain was involved in a series of military interventions which drained almost the lifeblood from her. In a phrase that we're used to hearing when referring to Britain today, Spain was punching above her weight. And it seems to me that the need to finance those wars with France against Elizabeth I in England, the Armada, and of course dealing with the so-called Dutch rebels, the need to finance those wars had a double impact on Spain. First, all the wealth that Spain was receiving from the New World, first gold and then increasingly silver, did very little to advantage Spain herself. As soon as the money arrived in Spain, it was shipped out to other countries to pay for its armies. But we can always exaggerate the importance of gold, and in particular silver, to the Spanish economy. Spain's royal finances, paying for those wars, these were paid for not principally by bullion from the New World, but by taxing the ordinary people of Spain. And it seems that one of the reasons why the population of Spain stagnated and then declined towards the end of our period is that the level of taxation was so great that people's standard of living dropped so heavily that people either weren't having children, didn't have the money to set up households, or simply were so exhausted by the struggle of daily life to pay first for Charles V's wars and then Philip II's wars, that they simply didn't have the wherewithal to build up a true and proper family life and go on to join in to that general increase in European population.